This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni won a decisive re-election victory Saturday, but his main rival Bobi Wine has alleged widespread fraud and said citizens should reject the result. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Uganda's Electoral Commission said Saturday President Yoweri Museveni won a sixth term. Supporters took to the streets to celebrate, but officials are still struggling to explain how polling results were compiled amid an internet blackout. Challenger Bobi Wine, a singer-turned lawmaker, calls the results fraudulent. He's holed up in his home, fearful for his life, but spoke publicly Friday.
We have certainly won this election, and we've won it by far. General Museveni and his small clique of oppressors are trying yet again to impose themselves on the people of Uganda.
But Museveni says not so.
This may turn out to be the most cheating-free election since 1962.
The top U.S. diplomat to Africa calls the election fundamentally flawed. I'm Julie Walker.
By the busload and the plane load, National Guard troops were pouring into Washington, D.C. on Saturday as governors answered the urgent pleas of U.S. defense officials for more troops to help safeguard Washington ahead of the inauguration. Military leaders spent chunks of Thursday evening and Friday calling states in an unprecedented appeal for more Guard troops to help lock down much of the city in the days before President-elect Joe Biden takes the oath of office. Michigan, Virginia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Washington were among the states that activated their National Guards to strengthen security. Texas closed its capital through Inauguration Day. In dribs and drabs, governors responded, some agreeing to send an extra dozen, 100, or even 1,000. Others simply said no. This is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched on Saturday one of the world's largest vaccination campaigns. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
India launched one of the world's largest vaccination campaigns through video conferencing on Saturday, aiming to bring the pandemic under control. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed health workers.
India is going to start the world's largest vaccination drive. I congratulate the countrymen for this.
Modi will not immediately take the vaccine himself, as India is initially prioritizing 30 million nurses, doctors, and others on the front line. About 270 million over 50s or those deemed high risk will follow. India has reported the highest number of coronavirus infections after the United States. The country wants to vaccinate around 300 million people with two doses in the first 6 to 8 months of the year.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. President-elect Joe Biden says science will always be at the forefront of his administration, so he's elevating the post of science advisor to cabinet level. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Eric Lander, a pioneer in mapping the human genome, is in line to direct the Office of Science and Technology Policy and serve as science advisor. Biden's also retaining Dr. Frances Collins as director of the National Institutes of Health, and he's naming two prominent female scientists to co-chair the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology, Caltech's Frances Arnold, who won the 2018 Nobel Prize in Chemistry, and MIT Vice President for Research Maria Zuber. Biden says the team will ensure everything his administration does is grounded in science, facts, and the truth. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Cities, towns, and villages across France were practically empty Saturday night as residents stayed home and businesses shut to observe a nationwide curfew intended to help stem the spread of the coronavirus. The virus has killed 70,000 people in France, the seventh highest total in the world, and the government is particularly worried by the more transmissible variant first detected in Britain, which now accounts for about 1% of new cases. In addition, beginning Monday, anyone traveling to France from outside the European Union will have to show a negative test result and self-isolate for a week upon arrival. A group of Nepalese climbers on Saturday became the first to scale K2, the second highest summit on the planet, in winter. K2 is only 200 meters shorter than Mount Everest, and it is considered one of the most dangerous summits to reach in winter. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.